This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began amplifying what 1 Corinthians 2 says about the Holy Spirit's part in producing God's Word. First, He knows the thoughts of God. He then reveals what He knows is the truth to chosen individuals. In verses 12 through 13, it appears that He is like a superintendent overseeing their attempt at communicating what was revealed to them. This happened as follows. As these chosen ones communicated what the Holy Spirit had revealed to them, they used their own vocabulary, cultural orientation, and experience database. Luke and Paul spoke and wrote as well-educated men. John and Peter wrote as common men, as fishermen. As they tried using the right words, phrases, and word pictures, the Holy Spirit would direct them in this selecting process. "This is what we speak," Paul writes, "not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words." The words were human words, selected out of their vocabulary, but the Holy Spirit guided them to use the best word or words or phrases in their mind's database to best say what He had revealed to them. That is what is meant by the Bible, God's Word, being inspired or God-breathed. There were times when what was revealed was a direct word from God, dictation, a thus says the Lord. At other times, it was God's thoughts put in words chosen by men, but directed in that choice by the Holy Spirit. That's why it was always protected from error. That's why it is called the inerrant Word of God.